This is Fishing Overload. My name is Dolores Steves. Episode number 8 is here. We're talking today about where is fishing good right now.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai.
Okay, let's get to it.
Title: Where is fishing good right now?
Introduction.
Hello and welcome to our podcast today, on the topic of where is fishing good right now. Are you an avid angler looking to catch some fish in your favorite spot? Or, are you someone who is just starting out and would like to know where is good to fish? Well, do not worry, because in this episode, we will guide you through it all. We will discuss the best places to fish, the different kinds of fish you can catch, and the tips and tricks to equip you with all the knowledge you need. So, let's jump right in.
Best places to fish. Firstly, let us discuss where the best places to fish are. For those of you who love to fish in rivers, it is time to pack up and head to Colorado. The river spots here are overflowing with trout, and this is perfect for those of you who love to fly fish. Utah is another state that is frequented by anglers for salmon and trout. For those interested in ocean fishing, the Florida Keys is the perfect location. The waters are packed with fish such as snook, redfish, and tarpon. If you are looking for walleye, head to Minnesota. In other words, the United States has an abundance of spots that avid anglers frequent.
Different kinds of fish.
The next point to discuss is the different kinds of fish that are readily available in different locations. For example, in the Gulf of Mexico, you will come across red snapper, amberjack, and grouper. These fish species are larger in size and hence require a bit more skill and patience when it comes to catching them. In the western U.S., you may find yourself fishing for trout, steelhead, and salmon. These kinds of fish reside in freshwater and offer a different challenge to saltwater fishing. Freshwater fishing is perfect for those looking for quiet and calm fishing, whilst ocean fishing can be a bit more chaotic and filled with excitement.
Tips and tricks. Lastly, we will provide you with some tips and tricks to make your fishing experience as smooth and fun as possible. Firstly, remember to wear comfortable clothing, which would include clothing that would keep you warm if you are fishing in colder weather. Moreover, bring your own fishing gear, as you would know exactly how strong or light your fishing line should be. It is also a good idea to take advantage of Google Maps to see where the best fishing spots in the area are. Additionally, do some research before heading out, as different fish species are more active during different times of the year. Lastly, do not forget to practice catch and release whilst fishing. It is recommended that fish be released back into the water after catching them, to help protect the environment and sustain the animal population.
Conclusion.
That brings us to the end of this episode of Where is Fishing Good Right Now? We hope we have provided you with enough information to get you started. Remember, whether you are an experienced angler or just starting out, fishing is a fun and relaxing activity. So, we encourage you to find the perfect spot for you and your family. Tight lines, everyone.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Dolores and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Fishing Overload and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.